He lives a ways away. Also, he's out of his mind. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he has been for years. You would be too. I was lightly injured during a shoot today. That's... Ow. Ow. It's going to be okay. I'll pull through. Oh, that's a lot of cars right here. I'm not going to be able to turn... I'm not going to be able to... It's like a, I have to turn out of this alley and then immediately get in the far left... I have to turn right out of this alley and then immediately get in the left lane to make a left turn. In about a quarter of a block. And so it's a tight thing. Oh, maybe. No, there's a lot of... There are a lot of fucking cars right here. Okay, we're just... Take the L on this one. Oh, okay, wait. I'm in, this guy has, And this Uber is pulled over in the worst possible way. Oh, that's truly grand, what you've done. Going to take your Kia Optima and... Ooh, if you then also block this lane even further because you need to get in the left lane and make a turn, I will... In my mind, I will imagine getting out of this car and kicking your windows in, but in reality, I will go, ugh. Yep, that's exactly what he's doing. Ugh! Ugh! What if I kick this guy's windows in? That'd be good. Ugh! Alright, we made it around him, and now there's this fuckface on a rented scooter kind of in my lane. It's this more... There's like two people double, triple fucking parked. Another person getting in the back of a fucking Uber. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a Lyft. I pull the fuck over to pick people up. I'll just fucking like stay in the lane and throw on the fucking hazards. What the fuck are we doing out here? Oh, man, oh, man. Why? You know? Ooh, go. Ooh, nope. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. Too many pedestrians. The spot where I'm trying to turn into does not have a lot of room. This guy is stopping to take a photo. That's fun. We're all having a great time out here, oh yeah. Here we have cops doing cop things. Pointing at cars and then pointing at lanes and then getting agitated when people are like, what? What the fuck are you doing? Oh my god. Yeah. Stop in this construction zone to pick up a fucking person. Seconds to make this left turn. Three cars in front of me that are not driving particularly quickly. Can we make it happen? Yes. Yes, we can. Okay. It's the shits out here today. I don't know. It's there's a lot of construction areas and a lot of lane closures and a lot of people. I don't know. I think the Giants are in town right now, so being close to where they play baseball means that traffic around the office does get a little shittier. Excuse me.
Jeff Hardy, he's working with Kurt Angle, he's working with Chris Jericho.
Go on.
He's working with The Rock, he beat Stone Cold.
Totally just didn't go through this light. You're like, oh, I need to be in the left lane. Now. Not gonna, like, go to the other end of this intersection and then get into the left lane. Oh. Elle is right. It gets no rougher. Seriously, what the fuck? Yeah, let's just coast through here. Yeah, no, yeah, well, yeah. Maybe turn here. Yeah, please turn here. Get the fuck out of my... Oh! Dude on a fucking rented scooter looking like he's about to die. Just like shaking, just like crazy. Like, oh God, Like, yeah, maybe don't rent these things to fucking people. And turn them loose on the streets of San Francisco, which are some shitty fucking streets to be riding a fucking bike or something.
dropped the ball, made an error. Our friends are on second base and trying to make it all the way home.
thank you for fucking, yeah, cut off half the lane I'm in around a turn where the other lane is also turning. It's a very safe, cool thing to do. Someone is taking a picture of another person who is posing on a rental scooter. That's a fun touristy thing to do.
Sipping my weakness where you find me. The back of the club, Mackin' holes, my crew's behind me. Mad quick. question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys, Biggie, got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see no father layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
But you look good on the dance floor. And like that was enough, you know, and then got to the end.
He was in this Bentley, and I look over and there's Linda. So I got the driver. We were in a Mini, and I was in the back, and he had to stop the car and come around and let me out of the back. But followed him into this little kind of store and shop, and Linda went around the corner, and so I followed her because all the attention was on Paul, and I spoke to Linda, and she was very friendly and impressed with the fact that I was from Memphis. And. I said I play drums and kind of looking for work, but really on holiday. And she said, oh, it's too bad, we just found a drummer a couple of weeks ago, but let me ask Paul if he knows of anyone. So she took me around the corner and introduced me to Paul, and he too was, you know, suitably impressed that I was from Memphis.
That's pretty great. We're talking with...
Yeah, it was exciting. My knees were probably shaking.
We're talking with Jody Stevens of the band Big Star. Jody, it's Dennis Els. It's good to talk with you again.
Shout out to my man Ice Cube. Got that big three jumping on, baby. Tickets on sale now. Better cop you some. Shit is hot. Rocky Bell.
Arriva, darling. Call me the AD. I'll take our speakers up.
No, please. Call me the AD.
It's kind of cool that they would play Bass Mechanic on the radio.
Thank you. boy JB, Bad Company.
People think you're stuck up, but we're all super good friends. It's only natural, I suppose, but we're all super good friends.
I get the feeling that you're admired, but,
I'm above average.
I got so much beef, I can barely sleep. Paranoia got me losing on my Z's all day. Good.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. But I'm a savage looking at you from the face down. I'm at 11, you can pull with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers are put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but that's what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my shelly. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Oh.
This looks like a pickup truck with an arcade machine in the back. Feel obligated to catch up to it so I can see what it is. Looks like a trackball. It's probably a, like a, what is it, like a golden tee. Definitely said something live. I'm black on tracks, I'm restless. Bush live. That, yes. Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Cinematic Universe movie.
Damn, you know what? I knew this was gonna happen. Something with Marvel, okay? Every movie. I don't know, Captain America.
They're playing the HQ music while they do their dumb fucking, we're fun, drive time radio fucking trivia party, yeah!
Steve Irwin?
Yes.
Steve Irwin is
that. That is correct. And question number three, what Nickelodeon family game show is getting revived this summer?
Is it All That?
No, the answer was Double Dare. The answer to question number one was Stan Lee. Simon, you got one. Teresa got zero. Simon is
the winner.
Teresa, thanks for playing Double HQ. We appreciate it. It sits one in Hollywood.
Thanks, guys.
Baby Lee, oh man, here we
go. Ponkatoo.
I don't know. I kind of went off in that direction of trying to develop some sort of style and character.
Okay, well, the preset's just not getting it done. Oh yeah, beer can chicken.
Nice cold beer, stuff it up there, and put it on a nice hot smoker, and we're good.
No Snoop Radio.
Camaraderie and the music business. Wait, let me tell you something. It's like going to Disneyland.
When I came
Let me tell you something, brother. Michigan. It was like going to Disneyland.
Ah, yeah. The fucking weak shit. Cool about recordings like this. This says it's from 1937. That's a long motherfucking time ago. The idea that there's an audio recording that old and even older, it's cool. Somehow I doubt. That people will feel that way about the number of recordings that are made these days. Oh, yeah, this is recorded in 2018. It's like 100 years old. Like, what does it sound like? Like every other recording we found. Kids Bop was the only thing that survived somehow. The only recordings that a future civilization found and had to judge our civilization by these recordings.
did that song, Something Wild, from Pete's Dragon, but it's actually Andrew McMahon, the swinging from the Father's Grave. Yeah, yeah, he's singing that song, and Lindsey Stirling, of course, is a noted violinist, and she's a ton of fun to see live. Actually, I hear Andrew McMahon is fun to see live, too, but I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, violins for Lindsey Stirling. Okay. That's appropriate. Okay. I'm Kenny. It's Wednesday.
Hi, Kenny.
It's the Animal Farm. It's almost over, but I got about 30 more minutes to play some fun music for you. Something from Disney. Zombies coming up. We'll do a little bit of The Roots. One of my favorite songs from the soundtrack of the TV show Yo Gabba Gabba. And we're going to talk to a chipmunk on the telephone. That always happens here at the Animal Farm on Kids Place Live. Dirk the Fourth and Forgotten Chipmunk.
Somebody on the phone!
Steven Matz.
They're taking a quarterback.
Like, there is absolutely...
Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings. With 21 sauces and...
So the assistant coach, Goody Pat, great up.
207 XM Channel 86. On your phone with the Sirius XM app, just search NBA Radio.
Now 95, Pacers 93. LeBron up near the timeline, bothered by Thaddeus Young. Shot clock down to 8, LeBron...
To go down in Dallas, Texas tomorrow is Jeff Radcliffe of Pro Football Focus. Of course, you hear him throughout.
Stops moving. So Dell's U.S. based.
Oh, we may not need it.
Yeah. Good guy. I know his situation health wise, and obviously that's under control.
We celebrate our fans every day.
I'm sitting here looking at your scorecard, and if it's fit.
Your goals for your future. A graduate business degree from the...
But you're better than that. You're being very self-aware. And you're starting to think of...
There's this product for a steamer. And it goes, you can steam your shirts. Steam this. Look at this. Steams the wrinkles right out of these jeans. Are you tired of melting all your good suits and ties? What are you talking about? You don't even make any sense. Yeah, I'm tired of melting my suits and ties.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, act like you're my friend. Call me up and go, hey, Tom, can I borrow one of your ties?
Hey, Tom, can I borrow one of your ties?
Yeah, but I didn't fucking melt them all. Yeah, Clay, I don't have any ties. I fucking melted them all. And you know it, too. You're calling up to give me shit. You know all my suits and ties are melted. You've been here and seen my big pile of melted suits and ties.
Hey, Dez, where your daddy live?
This channel is temporarily not available on your radio, but tune in now or anytime on your computer or smartphone to hear this channel's regularly scheduled programming with the SiriusXM app. This channel is temporarily not available on your radio, but tune in now or anytime.
Adults, you talk to kids, it's new and exciting. You ever go to a party with grown-ups you get kind of know, and they're just regurgitating things they said for 50 years? How's work, Don? Still $1 million shy of being a millionaire. I got my commute down about an hour if I take the back road. If I take the... my golf game.
Century, not what I do. What I do is walk in a tight wire. I go home, I have a fucking ulcer every day. Yeah, inevitably, I've offended somebody. But those jobs, you don't offend anyone. No agita. You go home, you listen to your wind chimes, and you come back and you do the show the next night. That's it. You don't blow those kind of jobs. Billy Bush is like, shit, I had a great job.
What was I thinking?
What did I do with that Trump? So, you just took the microphone and put it next to Sal's car. I don't know what you
can hurdle backward, how easy it is to single out a small group and marginalize them because of who they are or who they love. She went on and on and on. Beautiful speech, inspiring.
I'm sure they're making progress. He seems to have the resources.
He's got
some, and a smart guy.
He's a smart guy. He's got some cash.
Yeah.
And she seems very smart as well. I know less about her. He's the kind of public face, isn't he?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I bet she's really smart as well. That's my guess.
Yes. So it's a...
Your life and career.
Yeah.
And that can be...
Level and make sure you're doing it right. 50 Cent brings you La Gemme du Bois, the King's Path, a gleaming, vibrant champagne made from eight over 4 years on the sea. Crop insurance and delivering a full slick. If you're not drinking, the cap 15% on your Gemme du Bois responsibly.
Hi, I'm Steve Howe from Yes, and you're listening to Volume Sirius XM's 106.
Truck,
the defender of the faith.
I got it. Guys, a cheap trick. We've had so many great times over the year, poisoning through the weekend with Rock.
Two quick things. Number one, I wanted to thank you, Robin, for surrender.
Good radio. But tune in now or anytime on your computer or smartphone to hear this.
I want to thank you for the most popular song.
What we decided for going on tour is that we would do about like one stint a month. So right now we're home, but then right after my...
it grew to 6 rooms, and he had a
whole country. Rich, do you have any example of any whole country that the president referred to that is predominantly Caucasian? Polish. Dog owners everywhere are discovering they can't live without Link, a.k.a.
Boy.
Was put in place.
So,
house regularly scheduled programming with a soap.
Gone through the same process of historical development, and they wanted to.
You sent you flowers?
Well, the flowers thing was like before.
Yeah. Nothing like a heckle with conjunction.
Yeah.
So concerned.
But yeah, that's it. I have no. There. That's it with Bono and I. That's it. Yeah, I sent all the things.
On earth that I get myself into. But at that point, you know, I think, and this is something I certainly picked up from my father, I had committed, and I'm not going to back down now, you know.
Well, you lasted 2 years.
I lasted 2 years, yeah. And that was, I'm still trying.
Zero becomes a 10, so what's 10 minus 9?
It's what?
Yes. I'm in the living room helping my 9-year-old cousin with his homework.
8 minus 3.
He was born here, like me, and his parents are illegal, just like mine. But he does.
At 9, because I'm on the air and I'm not watching that. But I know that's not her because she begins after I do. Come on.
Evidence with a few, you know what I'm saying? A litmus test of our own. About what is and is not acceptable, who does get a microphone and who doesn't, and who exactly thinks they get to pick who gets a microphone and who doesn't. So if conservatives find glee in this moment, by all means, find glee in this moment. But please do not forget that Black conservatives are as strong as you think we are.
We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts SHAPE to 88988. At 4 Imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal
invaluable insights. I love e-magazines.
Our work doesn't end there. We'll make sure your attorney is accountable and gets the job done right. RightCounsel.com.
People are too big, and they talked Moses and the rest of the children of Israel out of it, and they never did make it into the promised land. But now Caleb is 85 years old. This is
because you're arrogant, you know, egotistical. Say that different color.
So I think he's egotistical.
Carnal Christians, to be sure. And all of this
scheduled programming with the SiriusXM app. This channel is temporarily not available on your radio, but soon it.
Volume SiriusXM 106, the only 24/7 talk channel about music. Now.
Guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
See, now, the unintended consequences of a boy named Sue is that the guy who named his son Sue and then abandoned him didn't think he'd come back and try to kill him.
Man, toughen that kid up.
He meant, well, that was an intended consequence. He meant to toughen the kid up, but he didn't know that the kid would come back and try to murder him.
Toughen him up to the point where they were writhing in the blood and the guts and the beer at some point.
Oh, boy.
888 Road Dog.
When that happens, freewheeling there, folks. Christine, Women in Trucking. We'll be along in a moment, but let's start with a wooden nickel. Oh, you know, yeah, I hate when you get a wooden nickel.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Hey, wooden nickel.
Good. Actually, we like this wooden nickel. Different thing. Hey, welcome.
Hey, I'm just going to comment a little bit on this logbook thing. Really, nothing has changed. There should be no consequences because it's mirroring the paper logbook. And anybody that says any different, I hate to say it, but they were cheating.
Of course they were.
That's the story, isn't it?
But everybody was cheating.
Yeah, well.
That's the thing.
But you call them comic books or graphic novels, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
People were running two or three, just like accounting back in the day.
And I'm not throwing any stones here. I'm just merely saying, technically, they cannot be losing any more money than they were on paper. And if they are, then they were cheating on paper. And we, like you said, we all know that. The biggest problem on this whole thing is hours of service, period. They need to be able to stop the clock, and all this would go away. It really would.
All right. Well, when are you going to change your name for realsies to Wooden Nickel?
And what would be the unintended consequences?
Well, not too much, because, people that know me know why I did that. So I guess that's the way it goes, huh?
Why do
you want
that?
To share it? Do you care to share that story with the rest of us?
Well, it's got to do with my name, put it that way. But it ain't Wooden. It ain't Wooden.
Okay, so somehow it's a play on your actual name.
That's correct.
Okay.
So it's Woody, sense. Then.
It's a mystery.
I'm going to leave you guys in mystery. Yeah, right. I like to leave people in suspense.
Let the mystery be, as Iris DeMent say.
I'll message you or something on Facebook or something, let you know.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we don't care that much.
We won't tell
Thank you.
Let's talk to Corey, who is in Iowa.
Corey?
Yep.
I'm just going to start listening to this trucker channel all the time.
Hey, on that ERB, I've only been doing this for 4 months. I mean, I kind of dabbled with local stuff. But I kind of wonder, unintended consequence, if it creates twice as many trucks on the road, did that create more or a different safety issue than what they were trying to solve, but just increased truck traffic all trying to fit in the same place?
Interesting.
That's an unintended consequence, that's for sure. Well,
with everything being behind, you just hire more drivers and put more trucks on the road.
When will we see the data on all this? Is that
enough? And then my other, I got a question. I don't think that the powers that be, when they made this, came up with it, probably knew the extent of all the lying that was going on how that's why everything seems behind the gun. You know, I got a feeling they never realized how much lying actually happened when they created this, and now everything's playing catch-up to it, you know?
I wish I had some ketchup right now. Thanks, Corey, for the
great
call.
Great response.
Road Dog is the number here.
Really nailing it here.
We would also like to hear from you if you ever did a name change. We changed our name. How many years ago now is it that we merged became Sirius XM?
I think it was about 2009, so like 9 years ago we became Sirius XM.
Oh, maybe we'll have a party when it's 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe we should meet in Wisconsin. Terrence never had a handle. Have you ever thought about changing your name, Terrence?
No. I worked for a company that changed their name when I was on the cars. But anyway, I listen all the time. You guys know that. And I never say anything negative towards anybody. But not for nothing. That dude Nick that called in, the old gentleman. It's people like him that chase younger guys away. with that kind of thinking that he has. It's just any job, any occupation, there's always change, and you got to adapt to it. And I get it. The place that he may be working at may not be suitable for him because they're not helping him. Like my boss, we have a place we go to. The guys were sitting there for 3 hours. My boss went right back to the shipper. Said, "Look, this is not the agreement we had. I'm not taking these loads until you rectify the situation."
What a great company.
And
he's not
and
taking these loads.
Company, and granted, yeah, I'm home every night, but I do 550 sometimes more than that a day in miles, and I'm running from Wisconsin to Illinois or Indiana. I'm in Chicago in traffic. I'm on ELDs. It's time management, and I get it. If you're so set in your ways, you've been doing. I've been doing this for 35 years. I've been trucking. Okay.
Hell yeah.
The mentality of everybody now. I'm losing money. I understand just because of the change. But then you gotta adapt to that, man. And if you can't, you don't have that thinking, and now then you might as well just pack it in. And I'm not trying to knock this guy down or say anything bad. So I just think he just needs to rethink it. And yes, it does matter if you go to your congressman and all that, because a lot of stuff did get changed already. They brought up stuff and they're looking at it. And even like you guys put it in, you bring people when you have those like the FCMSA. They're aware, they're listening, but you just can't. It's not going to get changed overnight. They can change the laws overnight to against us, but if there's a problem, it's got to get worked out. And if you don't have the patience for it, then you're in the wrong front business.
You're well said.
You haven't said anything yet we can disagree with, Terrence. So thanks for the call.
Thanks. I can use some ketchup as well. I have no take on this. I have zero take.
Ellen Voya.
All right, great.
Trucking 8888 Road Dog.
Carolina girl, perhaps?
Is the number here. No Carolina girl. But let's see who else is available. Rooster is still there. Rooster, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Paul Rooster almost got his feather laid next to Bambi last night.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah, I put them in a delivery where I went to last night, and I walked down less than half a mile down to the truck stop. If I'd been walking back when I was walking up, car was on the other side of the road, ran off the shoulder, and came back on the road, that would have been where I'd been walking at.
You know, we lost a member of the Road Dog family this way not that long ago, and it's kind of horrifying to think about these people. What were? Do you know what the driver was doing? Were they looking at their phone? What were they doing?
Well, it was 2:30 in the morning, so your guess should be as good as mine. There's only two possibilities, I would think. But here's the thing that gets me is I parked at my customer, walked down the truck stop, got myself something to eat, and sat there for a little bit, and I walked back to my truck and went to bed. I could have went to the truck stop and parked, but then I had to get up this morning and go that half a mile down the road or less, and that would have started my book, and, you know, there was already a guy ahead of me, so, you know, my day had started 2 hours before it did. I saved myself 2 hours by walking down the road there.
That's a great unintended consequence.
Yep. And the second thing is people that think a truck stop is the place to run your trucking business. They park their trucks there and go home, and, you know, when you take up 10% of your truck stop's parking lot, the guys ain't even there. How is the restaurant supposed to support itself?
Good question. Thanks for the call. We're
good stuff. Great.
Hey, Gun Hand in
Missouri. Awesome. I don't have anything to say about that either.
Welcome.
We got about 30 seconds.
Good stuff.
That unintended consequences. It's causing the price of everything to go up. It's going to be passed on to the consumers. They haven't seen it yet. You know, they haven't seen the full impact, but they will. And then they'll start screaming. And, you know, it just got to take a wait and see with it.
Okay.
Well, thank you for saying that, because nobody has said that yet, and that is where this all hinges upon when other people get involved in this argument, when consumers realize why their goods are becoming more expensive. Thank you.
It never doesn't get passed on to the consumer. That's terrible English, I know, but when the
something like this, but it'll go. We'll let it go.
It always gets passed on to the consumer. There, that's the better way to put it.
But if we see, that's where we come in. If we can make people realize what's going on, why their goods are becoming more expensive, and then they get involved in your fight as well.
They get involved, and then what? You're going to let truckers go back to driving what is now currently an illegal number of hours? And like, skirt on the safety? Is that what you're actually advocating for? I mean, I get it. People want stuff cheap. I'm the same way. I'm not entirely divorced from that, but come on. What are we actually saying here? I gotta go. Oh, everybody have a great night. Everyone tear up your swindle sheets and leave them sitting on the scales. Show them. That'll show them.